Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is one of my favorite saints, St. Thomas More, a layman, husband, father, and professional. Now, after graduating from law school and before he was married, Thomas More lived for 4 years at the London Charterhouse, which was near a Carthusian monastery, where he participated in the monk's life of prayer and the practices of self-mastery. During these years, he developed his own prayer life, which enabled him to achieve self-mastery, and it enabled him to discern his vocation and to prepare himself for the rest of his life. And in these 4 years, he discovered that his own intelligence, his own human energy, and all his effort, these alone would not be enough, that he needed God's grace that comes from the sacraments and a deep life of prayer. And as a result, he built a spiritual foundation for the rest of his life. And then until the end of his life, even though he was a husband, father of six, a lawyer, statesman, theologian, author, social reformer, and the Lord High Chancellor to King Henry VIII of England, which was the second ranking officer in the government, so a pretty busy guy with a lot of responsibilities, with all of this, he started each day with meditation, study, and Mass. In fact, Thomas More wrote, "If you love your health, if you desire to be secure from the snares of the devil and from the storms of this world and from the hands of your enemies, if you long to be acceptable to God, if you desire everlasting happiness, then let no day pass without beginning in prayer." So the first thing we learn from Thomas, prayer has got to be the foundation of our life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, Thomas More wrestled with the choice of his vocation because at that time it was often wrongly presented that if you want to become holy, you need to be a monk or a nun. Otherwise, you got married. But Thomas More had a really good spiritual director who helped him to see that Jesus gave us the sacrament of matrimony as a double mission to holiness and to build the kingdom of Jesus by having and raising faith-filled children. So first, this shows us how essential it is for each one of us to have a good spiritual director. Now, Thomas More married Jane Colt, and they had four children, three girls and a boy. But tragically, in the sixth year of their marriage, Jane suddenly died, leaving More with four young children to raise by himself. Within 30 days, he remarried the best woman available, Alice Middleton. But Thomas More was realistic about marriage. He wrote, "I do not think it possible to live, even with the best of wives, without some discomfort. And generally, we make our wives worse by our own fault." Now, Thomas More was famous for his indifference to what he wore and what he ate. And he had extraordinary flexibility and serenity in the face of uncertainty and unexpected change. During the winter of 1528, More fed 100 people a day from his own table because of a previous famine. And then, just as a most welcomed harvest came, a fire broke out caused by the negligence of one of his neighbors, and the result was the destruction of all of Thomas More's barns, part of his house, and several of the other neighbors' barns as well. Yet, without hesitation, Thomas More sent a letter to his wife Alice in which he wrote, "We must and are bound not only to be content, but also to be glad of God's will. After all, it was God who sent us all that we have lost, and since he has, by such a chance, taken it away again, his pleasure has been fulfilled. So let us heartily thank God, as well for adversity as for prosperity. And perhaps we have more cause to thank him for our loss than for our gain, for his wisdom sees better what is good for us than we do ourselves. Therefore, be of good cheer, and take all the household with you to church, and there thank God both for what he has given us and for what he has taken away from us, which, if it pleases him, he can increase again if he will. And if it pleases him to leave us yet less, let it be at his pleasure." He then told Alice to find out what the neighbors lost, pay for their loss. Then, if it's necessary, sell the land to provide provision for the winter and be at peace. So what do we learn from Thomas? The second thing is, you got to be responsible, but at the same time, totally detached. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Thomas More took personal responsibility for the formation of his children. So important to him was this, that he was willing to change his career rather than neglect them. He wrote, "I assure you that, rather than allow my children to be idle and slothful, I would make a sacrifice of wealth and bid adieu to other cares and business so that I might attend to my children and my family." Three principles guided the formation of his children. First, his greatest effort was to know and understand each of them individually. The only way he could know what each kid needed was if he knew them, and that took real intentional time. So Thomas More sought to befriend his children, to know, understand, love, and care for them, and then lead them to the divine teacher within. Second, he knew that you can't just give kids knowledge. You can't just tell them stuff and fill their heads full of content. Content alone is not enough, because belief has three parts. It's to trust the person who reveals the content, who is God, to accept what they tell you is true, and to act on that truth. And since Jesus is the one who reveals the content of the faith, we need a relationship with him in prayer. That's why the highest priority was to lead his children to a life of personal meditation themselves. Only then would they have faith. And third, Thomas knew that it was not his responsibility to make his kids holy. It was his responsibility to make sure his kids had a holy father. And so, this is why he committed himself to daily mental prayer and a resolution. So what do we learn from this? What do we learn from Thomas? That the best way to form your children is to teach them to know how to be formed by Christ himself in prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When Thomas More was 41, King Henry VIII asked him to become his Lord High Chancellor. Now, Thomas More knew this was very dangerous because Henry VIII was infatuated with Anne Boleyn and began to search for a way to divorce his lawful wife, Catherine of Aragon. Henry petitioned the Pope for an annulment, but the Pope refused because it was a legitimate marriage. In response, Henry proclaimed himself both the Pope and the King of England. Then he demanded everyone in England take the oath of supremacy, rejecting the Pope as the head of the church. Now, Thomas More resigned as the Lord Chancellor and refused to take the oath. So Henry had him convicted of high treason and placed in prison to be executed. Yet through all this, More had a remarkable sense of humor and forgiveness. Thomas More learned that a sense of humor is one of the most powerful weapons in the spiritual battle to overcome fear, anxiety, pride, anger, resentment, and despair. In fact, right before he laid his neck on the executioner's block, More, having a great gray beard, said to the axeman, "I pray you, let me lay my beard over the block, lest you should cut it." At the end of his life, More frequently expressed his desire to be merry together in heaven with everyone, even those who were responsible for his death. This from a man who had every reason to be angry and resentful. He had been betrayed by his closest friends. Only one bishop in all of England had joined him in resisting Henry VIII. His church, the Catholic Church, had been outlawed. He lost everything he owned, his reputation, his health, and everyone abandoned him, even his own wife and family. They all took the oath. Yet, Thomas More forgave them all because he knew this life is very short, and no matter what people did to them, he wanted no one to be tortured in hell forever. In fact, he wanted to be merry together with everyone in heaven. So what's the fourth thing we learn from Thomas More? Man, we gotta have a sense of humor. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now really, how could Thomas More have such a good sense of humor and not be resentful and forgive when everybody betrayed him and abandoned him? Because he trusted in divine providence. He had absolute confidence that God works all things for good for those who love him. And this conviction helped him keep everything in perspective. While he was in the Tower of London, the prison, waiting to be executed, he wrote this. While reflecting on the story of Joseph in the Old Testament, whose brothers did such evil to him and God used it for good. Reflecting on this, Thomas More writes, "The brothers of Joseph could never have done him so much good with their love and favor as they did him with their malice and hatred. Nothing can come except what God wills, and I make me very sure that whatsoever that be, even if nothing has ever appeared so bad, it shall indeed be the best." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That was probably way too much information.
It was a lot of information.
I just love Thomas More. And you know, we've both read the best book on Thomas More.
Did we read the same book?
A Portrait of Courage.
I can't remember the name. I don't think it was that.
Yeah, for your book club, it was A Portrait of Courage. Yeah.
Okay. I have no memory. It was like 3 years ago.
It's one of the best books, but just so chock full. Definitely a book worth reading, A Portrait of Courage, and the author is Wegamar. So what strikes you about this whole situation of Thomas More's life and the outlawing of the Catholic Church in England and the beginning of Anglicanism and all of this?
It was Anglicanism? It's the same as the Church of England?
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I thought Anglicanism was the closest to the Catholic Church.
Well, after the split, the schism, where Henry makes himself the Pope, you had two things happening in England. You had many groups retaining a lot of stuff from Catholicism, even though they were in schism.
Yeah.
So schism means you retain all the faith, but you break from the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Heresy means you change the faith.
Yeah.
So
it's not this. We consider it to be a form of Protestantism, right?
Well, so at first it was schism.
Yes.
So they broke away. Henry VIII broke away from the Pope, tried to make himself Pope. So it was schism, but they retained all the elements of the Catholic faith. Then at his death, that's when they started throwing out and changing the faith, and it became then heresy.
I see. So it wasn't initially Anglicanism as we know it today.
It was initially a schism.
Because it always confused me so much hearing the story of King Henry VIII, how people today could still follow a faith knowing the origin.
But do you think most people know the origin of Anglicanism?
Well, it'd be wild not to. I mean, it'd be wild to, like, I say this, many people, I mean, even I have really massive gaps in understanding in my own faith, but that to look back at the very beginning and think this didn't come from someone who was really passionate about changing some major issue in the church. It was just that he was frustrated he didn't have a male heir, so he wanted to divorce his wife.
And then, of course, the wife that he married afterwards, who he'd had an affair with before, he killed. And then he continues doing that. He continues divorcing and killing. And
how many wives did he have?
Six wives.
What did he do to each one of them?
That's going to be a whole... That might take like 10 minutes. I think if I remember the
he
musical...
He executed at least
three. If I remember
three.
The musical correctly, he divorced the first one, Catherine of Aragon. He beheaded Anne Boleyn. The third one, I think, just died. Fourth one, he also beheaded. That was Catherine Parr, I think. Then he divorced the next one because she called him ugly. Essentially, it was a complicated situation where he had never met her before their marriage, essentially, and he had only seen a portrait of her. So then when he saw her, he thought she was really ugly. But the actual story behind him thinking she was ugly is that he tried to, like, he essentially pranked her when he first met her by disguising himself as a commoner and then trying to kiss her. And obviously her thinking, this random guy is attacking me, rejected him outright. And he was offended by that. That may all be just word of mouth. I don't know if that story is true, but it's really funny. So he divorces her mostly because of very surface level things. And then he marries a woman and then dies of syphilis.
Wow.
It's crazy. And to know, for that to be public knowledge about the Church of England.
He's the founder of the Church of England.
It's crazy.
This is what's amazing about Catholicism. There is no doubt Jesus Christ is the founder of the Catholic Church.
And similar to a meditation we did recently, when we talk about atheism and why people choose that, or why people break away from the Catholic faith, there might be reasons they come up with after, but so often the initial reason that they don't want to acknowledge comes from the emotions. It's not that he actually had something that he stood for. It's that he wanted something for himself and he couldn't admit that.
Yes. Yeah, he could not govern his disordered passion of lust. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
His passion of lust got the best of him. Really, this is probably the most important thing about daily meditation as we're doing through the rosary, because it begins to fix our soul so that the intellect, thinking, guided by the truth and grace of Jesus, governs our life rather than disordered feeling.
Yeah.
But that's only going to happen by daily meditation and a resolution, which was the foundation of the life of Thomas More.
Yeah, because then you actually have to come to terms with the hard truths instead of trying to conform the truth to yourself, which seems easy. But obviously, it didn't work out for King Henry VIII. You might say it didn't work out for Thomas More, but he died a good man.
He died a saint.
And I think it really struck me when you talked about, just in that first point, how simple it is to have that habit of meditation, because I find the more time I have, the less time I think I have. But I see people who have the busiest life on earth and they make time because they make use of their time. But I have too much time, so I waste it until it's too late.
You know, that's really a good examination of conscience, of just sitting down and looking at our last 24 hours and say, okay, how did I use my time? We might be surprised that we waste time doing maybe things that aren't evil, but they're certainly not helpful.
But half the time you don't realize you're wasting time. I've talked to so many young people that say, I watch a little YouTube, and you would never, if someone sat down and was like, hey, want to watch like this hour long movie with me at like 2 o'clock, I would never. But I'd watch a couple 10-minute videos. You watch 6 10-minute videos, that's an hour. If you do the math in your daily life, watching a couple short videos is a lot. It's a lot of time. But I still say, I can't just set aside all this time, but I need to unwind a little so I can take a couple minutes, and it's never a couple.
And then when that hour's done, did it really help you unwind?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Take a nap.
Yeah, it's such a good point. If you're overwhelmed, if you're tired, if you're exhausted, if you're stressed, take a nap.
Or sometimes you need to push your brain out of that kind of rusted feeling. What's the word? I'm going to say it wrong. Lethargy.
Lethargy.
Lethargy. There we go.
I was thinking the same
exactly.
word.
Exactly.
But see, this is what, look at what Thomas More, he had this discipline, which he got from those Carthusian monks, of meditation and study and mass. So he was disciplined in mental prayer, disciplined to exercise his brain, his mind.
Well, we're just not used to the word discipline.
We don't like
and
discipline.
And here's the thing. As Schurschlicks, we're usually a bit rebellious. We have quite strong wills. We're not a fan of, let's say, structure, rules. But discipline works. Discipline makes sense. We like pushing ourselves. I need to acquaint myself more with the word discipline. As not something like a...
It's not a punishment.
You imagine like the angry teacher with a ruler.
No, it's not a punishment. Discipline comes from disciple, which means you're learning.
Yeah. Yeah. It's for yourself to become someone who is disciplined.
Yeah. So Thomas More had a deep prayer life. He was very disciplined, yet... And I think this would be a good point for us to kind of end our conversation. Tremendous sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he had such a good sense of humor. He was such a good conversationalist that Henry VIII commanded that that Thomas More have supper with Henry VIII every night.
You'd think it would have done him some good.
Well, you would think so. But in fact... But what this meant that Thomas couldn't have supper with his family. So he purposely, he had to make himself boring.
Oh.
But he was just...
I wish I had that problem.
He was such a good conversationalist and had such a good sense of humor. That's something we should practice.
Yeah.
We need to practice having a good sense of humor, because a saint should be joyful.
Mm-hmm. And it's another good examination of conscience to see, where am I at? If I can't have a good sense of humor, if I'm becoming a bit brittle to be around, maybe I need to reorient something in my life.
Yeah, I need to make myself enjoyable to be around.
Mm. To be humorous, it's good for others. It's would you say it's a work of mercy?
I would say that it's absolutely a work of mercy, because... Sometimes by having a sense of humor, you gotta give to people what they don't deserve.
Mm-hmm.
You might be annoyed with them. You might be bored with them. You might not. Maybe you just feel crappy. Mm-hmm. Maybe you just don't feel good.
Yeah.
But you know, hey, I need to give the best of myself to these people.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, my kids, colleagues, clients. Have a sense of humor. Just makes everybody's life better.
It does.
In fact, there's a beautiful prayer, short prayer, for a Sense of Humor by Thomas More. That might be a good thing to end with. So here's a prayer from Thomas More for a good sense of humor. Grant me, O Lord, good digestion and also something to digest. Grant me a healthy body and the necessary good humor to maintain it. Grant me a simple soul that knows to treasure all that is good, and that doesn't frighten easily at the sight of evil, but rather finds the means to put things back in their place. Give me a soul that knows not boredom, grumblings, sighs, and laments, nor excess of stress, because of that obstructing thing called I. Grant me, O Lord, a sense of good humor. Allow me the grace to be able to take a joke and to discover in life a bit of joy, and to be able to share it with others. We better add that one in the transcript.
We better.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.
Hello, everyone. I'm Susan Piper at School of Faith. I want to let you know that we are currently accepting applications for our next Catholic Spiritual Mentors Program. We especially need men. What about the program? Our goal, our mission, is to help people grow in holiness and in their interior lives, especially through daily mental prayer, meditation. And to help you in this, we want you to have a mentor so that after that, you can turn around and form others by mentoring them. None of us feels qualified or capable of that, and that's why we have a program to form you. It's a 2-year-long program. There's the in-residence time at Savior Pastoral Center in Kansas City, Kansas, and there's also the distant courses that are included in this formation. Think about it. Are you interested in changing others by changing yourself? Sign up and look at our program on our School of Faith website. Hope to see you there. God bless.